Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Chav Ches. We are up to Sif Ches. We are on the second to last line on page 578. Me Shivasar B'Tammuz Ve'eloch Maftirin Tlas De Pranusa. From Shivasar B'Tammuz, during the 3 weeks, we read three Haftorahs about punishment. Shavad Nechamosa. Then we have the Shevet and the Chemta. We have seven Haftorahs that we have of comfort. Tarti de Siyufta. And then we have two Haftorahs about Tshuva. Tulosa de Paranusa. And now the Mechaber goes through and tells us what these Haftorahs are. The Shosha de Paranusa are Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Chazon Yeshayahu. The Shevet and the Chemta are Nachamu, Vatomer Tzion, Ania Soara, Anochi, Roni Akora, Kumiori, and Sos Asis. Ubiyom tzom gedalya b'mincha maftirin dirshu. And then at tzom gedalya by mincha, like any fast day, the haftorah is dirshu Hashem. Ubishabbis shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom ha-kippurim. And then the Shabbos of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, maftirin la'olam shuva. That is Shabbos shuva. We read the haftorah of shuva. So those are the two of tshuva. One is mincha on tzom gedalya, and one is the Shabbos of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But then the Mechaber says, "Ukeshe Rosh Hashanah b'Beis Gimel." Rosh Hashanah is on Monday or Tuesday. Sheyeh Shabbos ben Yom Kippurim l'Sukkos, where there's an extra Shabbos that's stuck in there between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. V'korim bo Hazinu, and that's when we separate the Tzavim Vayelech and we read Hazinu over there. Maftirin bo Vayedaber David, we read as the Haftorah Vayedaber David, which is a regular Haftorah connected to the Parsha of Hazinu. So the two of Tshuva. One is mincha on Tzom Gedalia, and one is during Shabbos Shuva. The Yesh Omrim, some say no. Shekesh Rosh Hashanah v'Beis Gimel, Rosh Hashanah is on Monday or Tuesday, Shevayelech ben Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, where Vayelech is separate from the Tzavim, and it's during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, then you're Maftirim Bo Dirshu, then you read the Haftorah of Dirshu, which is about doing Tshuva, U'B'Shabbos Shevayin Yom Kippurim, L'Sukkosh, Shekaran Hazinu, Maftirim Tshuva. And then again, the Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, we read Tshuva. This second opinion holds that we try to get the two of tshuva on Shabbos. So he says we don't count the maftir of Tzom Gedalia at Mincha as one of the two, but rather we'll have the two, one of Shabbos Shuva and one of the Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. The Ramah then says, V'amino kesvara harishono, the meaning is like the first opinion. U'bishar Shabbos Hashana, the rest of the Shabbos of the year, as we know, maftirin me'in ha-parsha, we read a haftorah from the Navi, that connects in some way to the parsha. Ukeshekorin shtei parshios, when it's a double parsha, maftirin ba'achrona, the haftorah is going to be the haftorah of the second parsha. Milvad ba'achremos kedoshim, the exception to that rule is, when it's double parsha ba'achremos kedoshim, the maftirin halo kivnei kushim, then we read the haftorah of halo kivnei kushim, shei haftoras acharemos, that is haftorah ba'achremos. So that Haftorah wins out over the one of Kedoshim, even though normally we go with the Haftorah of the second Parsha. V'nohagin l'haftir b'chasana sos asis, and there's a chasana that week, we read as the Haftorah, sos asis, obviously that's not our minhug. V'ein dochem yiponeh shum Haftorah nisgaris kan. And because of the chasana to read sos asis, we will not push off any of the Haftorahs that we mentioned over here. V'losha dal parshios, we also will not push off the Haftorah of the dal parshios. Shkolim Zohar Paran Achodesh, Velosha Rosh Chodesh or Mocher Chodesh. We also won't push off the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh or Mocher Chodesh, O Chanukah, O Shira. Avoshar Haftorah is Docha Mipanel, but any other regular Haftorah of the week, we would push off for the Chasanuk. Find this right level, Simon Tovchov Hei, De'ein Medalge Menavi Lenavi. We said earlier, we do not skip around from one Navi to another Navi. Gamnis Boer Shom. Sif Beis im dochen mipnei shal Rosh Chodesh achas me'ilu haftoros and ashinishkoros kam. What do we do if there's a clash between Rosh Chodesh and one of these haftoros? What wins out, the haftorah of Rosh Chodesh or the haftorah of these special Shabbosos? So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning in Sif Kodon Chav Beis. We said when it comes to the three of Puranusa, we have Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and Chazon Yeshayahu. So says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im to'a, a person made a mistake. the Hiftir b'Shabbos Rishon, the first Shabbos of the 3 weeks, he made a mistake, and he read the Parsha the Yom, he read the regular Haftorah of that Parsha, he forgot to switch over to one of the three that you're supposed to read during the 3 weeks. So then, Yaftir b'Shabbos Haba, no problem, he should read the next Shabbos, Divrei Yirmiyahu v'gam Shimu. He should read two Haftorahs together, those first two, the one he should have read last week, and the one he's supposed to read this week, Mipnei Shem Smuchas Zolazo. Since they are adjacent to each other, you can just read them together as one long Haftorah, and that way you'll get in your three Haftorahs of Puranus. Umasha Kasav HaChumashim. That which they write in the Chumashim, the Haftorah of Vayishlach is Vayivrach Yaakov, who tells, that's a mistake. Elo b'vayetze maftirah min vayivrach atzol Hoshea. Rather, in Parshas Vayetze, we read as the Haftorah from Vayivrach until the end of Sefer Hoshea. V'achakal psukim miYoel. Then we read psukim from Sefer Yoel. V'achaltem achol v'chuli v'yadatem v'chuli. V'hu mitam she'tzorach l'sayim b'dover tov. The reason we add these psukim from Sefer Yoel is because we want to end the Haftorah always with something positive. U'ba Hoshea. And the end of Hoshea, Nistayim uposhim yikoshlubo, that sinners are going to stumble over the Torah. We don't want to end with a negative thing, and therefore we add on these extra psukim. Ubevayishlach maftirin min va'ami teluim v'gam mitzas v'yivrach Yaakov adam Hoshea ayin bilti. V'alpi agro nohogim haftir v'parshas v'yishlach chazon ovadya. So the Gra says, and this is actually our custom, that on Parshas v'yishlach read as Haftorah chazon ovadya. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Chav Gimel, Maftirin La'olam Shuva. This is going on that which the Mechaber said, that the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we always read the Haftorah of Shuva, which is the Shabbos Shuva Haftorah. Ulefisha Behoshea Hu Siyam Haftorah Zu Poshim Ikashuba. And since, like we said before, the end of Hoshea is with words that are not positive, Poshim Ikashuba, the Ein Mesayimim was that we don't want an Haftorah on a negative note. Lachain Mosifim Bo Psukim. Therefore, we add Psukim there as well on Shabbos Shuva. Yesha Kasvashim Mosifim Psuke Micha. Some say you add on Psukim from Micha of me. Kel kamocha, v'yesha kasa sifim psuke yoel. Some say we add on psukim from Sefer Yoel of tiku shofar v'gomer. Bel Yeraba kosov shebeprag nagu lohosev psuke micha v'gam psuke yoel. Bel Yeraba writes that in Prague they added on psukim from both micha and from yoel. Ubedogomer vave chriya, dogomer vave was machriya, the ain't sark lohosev mishten, you don't have to do both. Ella, rather this is what you do. Tikishakorin vayelech v'shabeshuva. Again, sometimes the Son of Vayelech are together before Rosh Hashanah, and sometimes they're separate, and we read Vayelech during Shabbos Shuva. So if we're reading Vayelech in Shabbos Shuva, Yesh L'Sayim B'Psukei Micha, then you should know B'Psukei Micha, to whom Me'ein HaParsha, because that relates to Parshas Vayelech. To who Me'ein HaParsha Vayelech, D'Ksiv V'Chora Api V'Gomer, and Vayelech says V'Chora Api, U'B'Psukei Micha Ksiv Lo Hechazik La'ad Apo. So it talks about anger in both places, so that's why we'll add on psukim from Micha. Ukshekorin hazinu b'Shabbos Shuva, when the Tzavim Vayelach are together before Rosh Hashanah, and then in Aseres Meshuva we're reading hazinu, then yesh l'sayim b'psukei Yoel, then we're going to add on to Shabbos Shuva Haftorah, the psukim from Yoel, the hugam came in a parsha, that's also related to the parsha of hazinu, the ksiv book, and it says in hazinu, yarov kamoter likri v'gomer, kisirim v'gomer, kirevivim ali esav, b'psukei Yoel ksiv, v'yor lachem geshem mora. So they both talk about Geshem. In Hazinu, it talks about Yarov Kamotar, which is Geshem, and the Haftorah that we add on the Psukim of Yoel also talks about Geshem. So that is the Hachra of the Dogam Ravava, depending which Parsha you're reading, that will determine which Psukim you're going to add on to the regular Haftorah of Shuva, if it's going to be from Micha, or if it's going to be from Sefer Yoel. V'ayim b'shari tshuva shemisayim b'zeh shekol fi aminug, and the shari tshuva ends off this discussion, writing that you do whatever your custom is. Sivkoton chav dalad. The Mechaber said that there are those who say when Rosh Hashanah is Monday or Tuesday, that Vayelech is going to be between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you will read the Haftorah of Dirshu. Mishum diksiv Dirshu Hashem b'yimotso. It says, reach out to Hashem, search out for Hashem when he can be found. V'omru Chazal tell us, Zehu ba'asara yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Hashem is found during the Aseres Yom Teshuva, and therefore that is the appropriate Haftorah to read Dirshu Hashem b'yimotso in the time when Hashem is found, which is the Aseres Yom Teshuva. Sivkot on chafei maftirin shuva. On those years we said on the Shabbos between Yom Kippur Kippur and Sukkot, then we'll read the Haftorah of Shuva, the Yofet Sa'aka La'adam. You might think that reading the Haftorah of Shuva Yisrael, of Shabbos Shuva after Yom Kippur, it's a little bit too late. So Zakta Mishabura, Yofet Sa'aka La'adam, great is screaming out to Hashem for a person, Bein Kodem Gzardin, Bein La'achar Gzardin, both before the Gzardin and afterwards, and therefore, it is yet still appropriate to read the Haftorah of Shuva, even after Yom Kippur, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Sivkotan Chavav, we said that normally if you have a double parsha, you read the Haftorah of Parsha number 2, except for Acharemos Kadoshim, then you read the Haftorah of Parshas Acharemos. The reason is, Zokta Mishavura, Mipnei Shehaftorah Shel Parsha Shnia Maskeres Mitoavas Yerushalayim. That's because the Haftorah of Parshas Kadoshim discusses the abominations of Yerushalayim, which we are hesitant to discuss. Masha'en Ken Keshein Ifrodos. Which is not the case when the Haftoros are spread out, when the Parshios, rather, of Acharemos Kadoshim are split up. Shekfar Karu Halo Kivnei Kushim Parsha Acharei. So when they're together, we skip Kadoshim and we only read Acharemos. But when they're on separate Shabbosos, we already read the Haftorah of Acharemos in the first week of Parsha Acharemos. Ubehechreyach Lahaftir Parsha Kadoshim Atisho. Then we have to read the Haftorah of Kedoshim of Hasishbot, which is the one that discusses the abominations, but now we have no choice. That's the one that connects to the Parsha. We already read Acharemos last week, so then you have to read the Haftorah of Kedoshim that week. Vineha Levush Cholek al Ramot. The Levush argues on this Ramah. Vidaito, and he's of the opinion, the Gam Keshik Fula, even when it's the La Parsha, Korin Haftorah Achrona, you would read the Haftorah of the second Parsha, the Hainosh Parsha Kedoshim. So unlike the Ramah that says when they're together, you read the Haftorah of Acharemos, the Levush writes that you'll read the Haftorah of Kedoshim. Aval Abach Ushari Achronim Kasush Nispashit Aminog B'chal Kilos Karamobaze. The Achronim write that no, the Minog is, and this is our Minog, to go like the Ramah, when Acharemos Kedoshim are together, we read the Haftorah of Parshas Acharemos. V'huadinim Shabbos Parshas Acharei Hoya Erev Rosh Chodesh. The same thing would be if the Parsha of Acharemos would be Erev Rosh Chodesh U'maftir and Mocher Chodesh. So if we miss the Haftorah on Parshas Acharemos, which is separate from Kedoshim, because it's Rosh Chodesh or Erev Rosh Chodesh, we have a special Haftorah, then by Parshas Kedoshim, we would read the Haftorah of Acharemos. Again, whatever we can do to avoid the Haftorah of Kedoshim, we will do. We will stop here. That concludes Simen Tov Chav Ches and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh and Mitzvah Shem. Mazel Tov and Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow we will begin Chelak Hilchos Pesach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.